Hi, welcome to Clark Capital's quarterly market and economic outlook. I'm Patty Quinn McCauley, Head of Marketing. Today, I'm joined by our two senior client portfolio management leaders, Glenn Dorsey and Pete Eisenrich. We'll be taking a look at our five economic gauges and their implications for the markets. So let's get started. Our first gauge is the economy. And for that, Glenn, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Patty. And just keep in mind, these five gauges are the major drivers of the stock market over time. The basic concept is if the gauge is straight up and down or 12 o'clock, it's a neutral for our outlook for stocks. If it's to the right, it's a positive. And if it's to the left, it's a negative. So the first gauge, as Patty mentioned, is the economic gauge, which we have in a half forward position. The bottom line is the economy has really rebounded very, very strongly. First quarter GDP came in at 6.4%. The second quarter GDP estimate from the Atlanta Fed is at 8.4%. Now, keep in mind that before the pandemic, we were growing in the low 2% range. So economy is very robust. Along with that, earnings have rebounded very strongly as well. When we look at forward indicators, such as the housing market, they continue to indicate strength in the economy. Housing's been a good leading indicator. Typically, we'll peak about 2 years before a recession, and we're not seeing that yet, although it has flattened out a bit. Retail sales continue to chug along pretty well. The consumer seems to be in good shape. So bottom line is we don't see the economy gauge moving anytime real soon. Pete, any thoughts?
Yeah, I would just maybe add with the job market. You know, the job market's been an area of strength as well. It's been a little bit back and forth in recent months. But the last reading we got for June, the unemployment rate went to 5.9%, which is kind of right near the low point, you know, prior to the pandemic. But I think it is important to remember we were at 3.5% in February of 2020 prior to the pandemic. So there is still work to be made, particularly in the job market with consumer spending about 70% of our economy. We always want to keep an eye on, are consumers employed? Are they getting real wage gains? Are they willing to spend that money? So that's an area that we want to continue to see improvement as kind of a sustainable part of the economic recovery. But yeah, besides that, what Glenn has said, I think is really accurate, really a strong recovery. We're probably past those really strong GDP numbers. So kind of past those peak economic growth periods. And it makes mathematical sense if we think of Q1 and Q2 of 2020, where parts of those we were shut down. We've had really strong growth year over year. We're looking at these quarter over quarter readings in GDP growth, really strong, but likely a little bit slower pace of growth in the second half. We're expecting about 5% GDP growth for the second half of this year. And with that, you know, I think the economy has really been set up and helped by the Federal Reserve. Our second gauge is monetary policy. For those of you that have watched these, we have not changed this in, gosh, probably over a year. This has been pegged in the full forward position because of the actions that the Fed has taken. The Fed has been very engaged very early on to try to get us through this pandemic, keep the financial system, the financial markets operating properly. And we've really seen that. And we've seen it, you know, very clearly from the Fed and really unequivocally from the Fed. There has been a little bit more discussion about inflation, and that's something that the Fed has to kind of answer to. And is in recent kind of commentaries and FOMC meetings, they've started to discuss that a little bit, but they still believe the inflation that we're seeing is on that transitory side, and then we'll get back to kind of more normal inflation as we go out a couple of years. So, Glenn, any thoughts from you on the Fed?
So, importantly, stocks have historically done well when the Federal Reserve is in an accommodative mode or when they have the foot on the gas pedal. As Pete mentioned, that looks like it's going to be in place for a while. So we've got this steady tailwind blowing from the Federal Reserve that I think is going to be very helpful for the equity pricing and the equity returns going forward. That leads us to the next gauge, which is the valuation gauge, which we have one notch in reverse or slow reverse position. So it's hard to make the argument that stocks are cheap right now. And in fact, if you look on a just a PE basis versus history, you know, stocks are at the upper end of that bound. We had gotten up to about 22, 23 times earnings, which is about the level we were in 1999 during the tech days. Importantly, what is very different today than then is the interest rate environment. So if you go back to 1999, 10-year treasury was about 6.5% and the Fed was raising rates. Today, the 10-year treasury is below 1.5% and the Fed clearly is not raising rates yet. So I think you could summarize it as stocks are not on sale, they're fully priced, or, but relative to interest rates, the valuations still look pretty attractive.
Yeah, and I think that's how we have to look at it. We can't look kind of in a vacuum on where those valuations are. We have to look at where our interest rates are. And one of the big themes we talked about coming into this year was we needed the E, or earnings, to pick up. I mean, we needed to justify the valuations we were seeing at the end of 2020 because, yeah, the market from a valuation perspective was getting a bit stretched. So one of the real positive points this year, certainly after Q1 earnings were released, was earnings were strong. I mean, earnings really did rebound. You know, corporations were able to kind of hit those bottom lines and exceed, in most cases, the expectations. So we've actually had an environment where that E has grown really dramatically compared to the P. And we've seen valuations improve modestly. I don't want to overstate that. You know, valuations are still extended, but we have had the year where we've had really good price appreciation in the stock market. But at the same time, earnings have really kind of justified where the market has gone. So we haven't seen that valuation measure get any more out of whack as we've gone into 2021. If anything, it's improved modestly. So we'll continue to watch where those earnings go for the balance of the year. The next gauge we look at is investor sentiment. Kind of one of those gauges that really is more of a shorter term, very, very sensitive indicator. When we look at it, it can kind of change rapidly the way we analyze it. But we're still at a point, this is in a half backward position, didn't change from the last quarter, but we're really seeing that optimism, maybe too much optimism still in the market. And I think that's what you're going to expect to see when you're at all-time highs and kind of hitting new all-time highs, seeing some of that speculation in the market, which tends to tell us maybe there's a little bit of complacency that's in the marketplace. So one of the themes, if you listen to Sean's, you know, mid-year update, we are expecting maybe a choppier second half of the year in the market. And part of that is because we're at all-time highs. We're a little bit extended when we look at valuations. And again, there might be a little complacency that's built up in the market. So maybe a bit of a choppier period. But remember, this is a contrarian indicator. So that's because people are a little bit too optimistic, that's negative from our perspective. Still not kind of a full-blown, too much optimism out there, but something that we're keeping an eye on. Glenn, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, we've really seen volatility settle down in the marketplace. And we only had 2 days in the month of June where the market moved by 1% or more. So we're really kind of at a pretty quiet period. The CBOE Volatility Index, or the VIX, has dropped down below 17 at this point. Longer term average is about 19, going back to 1990. So it's not at alarmingly low levels, but there's clearly not a lot of fear in the marketplace right now. So we are seeing a bit of a comfort level among investors that always makes us a little suspect of, you know, possibly some short-term corrections or volatility in the marketplace. The last gauge is interest rates, which we have in a half forward position. We had a couple quarters ago had that all the way forward. Rates had moved up some, particularly on the longer end, 10-year and out in terms of the interest rates, but they've settled back down again. And importantly, the short end of the yield curve, so look at like a three-month T-bill, is, for example, is yielding less than 0.05. And the 10-year right now is trading somewhere around 1.35%. So we still have a positively sloped yield curve. Rates are still low by historical measures, and that's very positive for the equity market.
Yeah, we really, when we moved it from that full forward to that half forward, we wanted to acknowledge the move higher we had in interest rates, which really was a first quarter event. And we got up to 1.74% on the 10-year treasury yield at the end of March. And at the end of June, so the end of the second quarter, 1.45%. So it's been interesting. The last 3 months, we've really seen yields drift lower. And as Glenn said, we're in kind of that 1.3 area right now. We know July has started with yields continuing this move lower. So still from an economic perspective, we look at it from that perspective as well. Low interest rates are usually good for an economy. It's a lower cost of capital. People can borrow. Those hurdle rates people need to kind of exceed to borrow money aren't as high when you have that lower cost of capital. Kind of helps the mortgage side, kind of keeps that housing market engine going, which has really been strong in this economic recovery as well. So yeah, interest rates still very strongly in that positive area, but we have seen that steepening. What's interesting, we're actually seeing it flatten a little bit now in the last 3 months, still much steeper than where we were when we think of the yield curve at the end of 2020, but it has flattened here in the last couple of months as we've seen some of those longer dated rates start to come in a little bit.
Yeah, and I think those rates, the longer ended rates have moved down a little bit as there's been more talk about the Fed potentially taking their foot a little bit off the gas pedal. It's sort of counterintuitive when the Fed starts to decrease the stimulation they're putting into the system, it lowers the likelihood of inflation down the road. So oftentimes what you'll see is the short end will start to move up and the longer rates actually will start to move down. And that's really that flattening that we're starting to experience right now. So just in summary, when you look at the five gauges, we have three positive, and those are important ones. The economy, which is very closely tied to earnings, monetary policy, which is obviously what the Federal Reserve is doing, and interest rates. And the two negative gauges are valuation and investor sentiment. Net-net, overall, still pretty positive environment for stocks. We do expect more volatility in the back half of the year, as we had forecast at the beginning of the year, and said that most of the gains for stocks would be front-end loaded, and we certainly have seen that part play out. That being said, we continue to be hitting new highs. In fact, we had seven consecutive days where we hit new highs last week, which we haven't seen that happen since 1997. So again, conditions overall still look pretty good. We do expect a little bit more volatility in the back half of the year. So thank you very much.
Fantastic. Glenn, Pete, thank you so much for your great insights today. And thank you for watching. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact your client portfolio management team or your regional investment consultant. We're here to support you and your clients. Take care and have a great rest of your summer.